Hi, this is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for Dr. Fred Bell this evening, a very dear friend of mine, and he's asked me to help him. So what we're doing tonight, I'm going to be doing a lot of healing on the program. So if anybody wants to call in, it's 1-877-876-5227. Or 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-876-9146. What we're going to be doing this evening is we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to be talking about the projectors, the nuclear receptor. I don't want to stray too far from Dr. Bell's show. So I'm going to begin basically with the projector. I have four gold projectors in my massage room. What they do basically is that the pyramids, there's about 100 pyramids on the front of the projectors, and they all fire. Now, the reason I can say that is I see energy pretty well, and I can actually see the firing of the projectors. And what they do is that they put out a tremendous amount of power, and in the center of the room, there is a ball which covers my table. It's about 4 feet wide and 4 feet high. It's a very, very big ball of light. It's tremendous. It started with about 24 inches. It has grown to about 4 feet, so it's quite big and has a lot of power to it. I have a vortex over my massage room. It's basically around 6 miles high and 5 miles wide. I have a friend, Tom, who was able to feel the energy about 5 miles away as he was getting off the expressway coming to my office. So it's a tremendous power that you can actually assimilate with the projectors. The most important thing to do with the projectors is to let go. It's very promising in terms of power. What we need to do is allow ourselves to be as truthful as we possibly can and to do a lot of meditation, and you can actually get and ask for anything you want. A story that would help you so you'll understand what I'm talking about. When I was helping a friend of mine, we were going down to Social Security, and I was going to help her get a card. And as we walked into Social Security, there was a point where people were being turned away, and we went up to the front of the line. It took us about 20 minutes. And the nice lady behind the counter said, "I'm terribly sorry. I can't help you. Our computers are down. I can't even give you a printout because the computers are down and also the printer is out." So under my tongue, without her knowing, I said, "Computer, please turn on." The computer turned on instantaneously. My friend looked at me because she could feel the energy from me going into the machine. And then, of course, when she said that the computer is on, but now the printer is not working, I said under my tongue, I said, "Printer, please turn on." And the printer did come on, and it actually really startled her. And my friend turned around and said to me under her tongue, which I could hear, "What are you doing?" Anyhow, we left there with the Social Security card. So there's no limit in the access that we can do with these projectors. They're really a lot of fun to use. The best thing to do with a projector is just let go. I've been teaching that over my own show, the Steve Barish Healing Hour, for the past year or so, that we need to learn to let go. The more we let go, the more light we receive, and the brighter the light will be as the more we let go. So it is a lot of fun to use, and it is a lot of fun to have that kind of ability to be able to let go. It's really wonderful to do. The projector itself is about, I believe, about 9 inches high and about 4 or 5 inches wide. It weighs about, I would say about 6 or 7 pounds. It's pretty heavy. It has two stones, which are cubit zirconian, and they're about 5 carats apiece. Now, when I first got my projectors from Dr. Fred, I put those up in the room, and I had the Andromedans in my room the first day for about 3 or 4 hours as I was working with clients. And they were watching me, and I was watching them. They were seeing what I was doing. Now, what I do, basically, is that the energy that I see energy above the table. I see energy below the table. I see the guides, the angels, the people coming into the room, talking to me, talking to my client in terms of their bodies. And I can actually see this energy, and as I'm doing that kind of work, I can actually float about 4 feet above the body and watch the energy going into the body. And what happens is that as the energy is going into the chakras, it's a blue light. It's an absolutely gorgeous blue light. And that's oxygen, which is taken in through the chakras and fired through the body. It's really amazing to see how the chakras can clear themselves very quickly with the proper energy that's being used. And it's really a lot of fun to do. I've been doing this for about 16 years at massage work, and another 14 before that in terms of just pure energy work. So it's been a lot of fun for me. And the first time I met Dr. Fred Bell, I was in Toronto, and we were discussing about the nuclear receptors, or super receptors as they're called now. It looks like a satellite dish, and I used a blue sapphire for the first 8 years. The dish itself is quite interesting. As I put it on, I was watching the energy going through my body and coming out my back. What it was doing was opening up the rear chakra of my heart. And I was noticing after about a week wearing it that there was a lot of black pouring out of my back. And I called Fred and I said, "Fred, what is that coming out of my back? All I see is pure black coming out." And he says, "Steve, that's all the x-rays that you had. That's just pouring out of your body." After that, it was working with my RNA, it was working with my DNA, it was working with the cellular structure, it was working with the memory structure, it was working with the brain. It's really amazing the tools that we've been using. Andromedans, let me get back to the projector first. The Andromedans came in my room for about 3 or 4 hours the first day. And the next day, I had an Andromedan come in, which was about 9 feet tall. And, hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Yes, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Yes, how you doing?
Very fine, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I hope you have a Happy New Year's.
Yes, I had a wonderful Happy New Year's, and I had Hanukkah, and I had Christmas. I celebrate all the holidays. It's really great.
Yeah, that's good. The reason I'm calling is I've been wearing a nuclear receptor for about 15 months.
Okay.
And I have a blue sapphire as a gemstone. My wife also has an aquamarine one. And we've been switching on and off each other, like wearing it for 6 months and then switching off. I have actually three concerns.
Okay.
Number one is, should I change my gemstone? And number two, as far as the projector goes, I was thinking of getting a projector, and I'm not sure if I should get a standalone model or a necklace.
Well, the necklace is always good to have first because the necklace itself, now I didn't get the necklace till after I had the standalone, but if it was me, if it was my druthers, I'd rather get the necklace first and the standalone second, and I'll tell you why. As you're wearing the nuclear receptor, now your stone can be changed. I'm watching your heart and I'm listening to it as I'm speaking to you now, but we'll get back to that in a second. But what happens is when you're wearing the projector and the nuclear receptor, you want to wear the nuclear receptor separate from the projector. The projector, you can ask for things right away, and it'll come to you automatically. If you wanted to buy the standalone, that's fine too. But I think if you wore the projector, it would help you out a lot more in the beginning than if you would buy the standalone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we can do is this. You're wearing a blue sapphire, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. On the upper left side, upper right side of your heart, is the part that needs to be open a little bit. Nothing that's bad. What we're doing is just it's cleansing your heart, and it's working on it. It's quite significant, and you've made some big strides. What I can do is this. You were wearing an aquamarine, your wife's aquamarine?
That's correct, but right now I'm back to the blue sapphire again.
Okay, I can feel that around your neck. What I'm going to do is take aquamarine energy. I'm going to change your stone to aquamarine and see how that feels. If your energy goes up, you can wear it. If the energy goes down, I wouldn't suggest it. So let's change the energy from blue sapphire to aquamarine. It's happening right now. You should be able to feel that new energy going through you. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Well, that's certainly opening you up. Can you feel your head opening up more? You should be able to feel that energy very pronounced.
It's definitely, it was a change from a couple seconds ago. It's hard to explain exactly what it is.
No, what's happening is that your mind, your consciousness is opening up more. Yes, that's really good. The aquamarine, that's good. Let's try something else here. Let's try a diamond. Just give me one second here. I'm going to change the energy from aquamarine to a diamond. There we go. That's really opening you up. Can you feel that?
Yes, it feels very intense.
Mm-hmm. I think what we're going to do, we're going to go back to the aquamarine.
Okay.
It only gets more intense, so we don't want to do that. The aquamarine feels like it's very optimal for you.
Okay.
What you can do is call Mikkel on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and you can send your necklace back, and she could put in an aquamarine for you. The size actually doesn't matter.
I have my wife's aquamarine.
Okay.
She has a necklace also. Hers is an aquamarine.
Yes, but what would she need? She feels like she needs an emerald.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. She's downstairs right now.
But you definitely need aquamarine. That would be higher. That would be a much higher level of energy for you.
Okay. So with the aquamarine, and then I could send my wife back and get her an emerald.
Yes, what I would do, let me just change the to emerald energy in your wife's stone. Let's see what happens. No, that's going down. That's going down. We don't want to do that. I think she still needs her aquamarine.
Okay.
I think that's working fine for her.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm doing right now is that I'm opening all your chakras. Is that okay to do for a second?
Yes, fine.
Sure. Good. You should feel a lot more grounded right now. How does that feel to you?
Like you said, it's different from it was when I first called you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you feel more centered?
Yes.
Good. The aquamarine is perfect for you.
Okay.
Okay.
And if I would get if I would get the projector necklace, what stones would I get on in that?
I would get the sapphire for you because you're dealing with four stones. That would be plenty powerful. That that'll last you for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be really, really beautiful for you.
Okay. Also, my knees have been bothering me. My left knee especially. Just like the kneecap pops out when I'm.
Yeah. Walking. Let's take a look at you. No, I see what's wrong. Okay. What I need you to do is, are you standing?
I can be. I am now.
Yeah, stand up for a second. I'm going to do is open up your feet chakras.
Okay.
There they go. You should be able to feel that energy coming up your body very quickly. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Just stand still for a minute. You should be able to feel that white light coming through the top of your head now.
I do.
Good. Good. That's really filtering through your knees. Just let that go. Don't think so much. Just let go. That's it. That's it. Just let that energy flow through. Very good. We had some blockages there. They're opening up now. Take a feel of your knees and see how that feels now, please.
It feels better.
Good. Good. Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
There is a 4-foot light. I have the capability of bringing down this 4-foot light from heaven, which is standing about a foot and a half in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take your right hand and very slowly just put that right into the white light? It's about a foot and a half in front of you. You'll feel tremendous energy coming into your body.
Very slowly.
That's it, right there. How does that feel to you?
That feels good.
Good. Just stand there for about 30 seconds longer. That's it. You should feel yourself coming back down now.
I do.
You're grounded. And your energy's opening up more. There's some dark stuff coming out of you. Just let that come out of you. You're doing great. Good. You should feel concentrated energy through your body. How does that feel to you?
That's exactly how it feels.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that feels great. That feels very great. You should be really, really dead on focus right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do, if you can, where are you calling from?
Western Pennsylvania.
Okay. From Philadelphia.
Yes, I know. I lived up in New York.
Cool. What we need to do is this. What I want you to do is just relax. That's it. Just let that energy flow through you. Good. Very good. You're all done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Call Mikkel on Monday and send your necklace back, and I think you're going to be really happy with Aquamarine. They really opened you up.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to change.
And then, like you said, if I did get the receptor.
What you want to do is send the receptor back.
Okay.
The Aquamarine stone.
Okay.
What I need you to do is just relax right now because you're opening up to a tremendous amount of energy. Do you have any plants in the house?
Yes, I do, all over the place.
Okay. Do me a favor. I want you to take a look at them and take a look at the color. You'll see the color is much brighter. You'll see your peripheral vision open up a lot more. How does that feel to you?
Okay, I can't really say. I'm looking at the plants now. They're palm tree ferns. My wife has them.
Right. The green, how does the green look? Does it look more vibrant?
They always did look vibrant.
Okay. What you need to do tomorrow morning when you get up, take a look outside, take a look at the snow and the trees. I think you'll find yourself a lot more, the vibrancy is a lot higher, and the energy is much higher. That'll help you out tremendously.
Okay.
Okay.
One other question. I don't want to monopolize your time. I noticed when Dr. Bell was first talking me into getting a projector, you seemed hesitant to do that.
Yes, I did.
Route.
I'm usually hesitant with a lot of things. I was hesitant with the Master Crystal. I was hesitant with the projectors. I'm always hesitant. I'd like to. What I do is I take on the energy of the stuff. And it's very important for me to be able to feel it and to be able to use it before I even get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm hesitant. And the best thing I ever did was buy those projectors. And the best thing of all was the Master Crystal. That was just absolutely incredible.
Oh, that's wild, yes. Yeah. Well, I noticed you turned around with the projector. I could hear it in your... through your programs. At first, like I said, you were hesitant, and then you were just 100% for it.
I'm always hesitant when it comes to products. I don't just buy anything because Dr. Bell says so, or I'm very hesitant. It took me about 3 or 4 months before I bought that Master Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm actually seeing shards of light going into people's bodies as I'm working on them. You know, it'll take on the energy of the person, and the light will change as per the client. It's very, very interesting stuff. It actually has a mind of its own.
That's very interesting. I read Dr. Bell's books, the Rays of Crystals or Truth. And,
right, Rays of Truth Crystals, yeah.
Yeah, and I found it very interesting. And thank you very much, Steve.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And
I
really
help you. Is there any other questions?
No, not that. I'm kind of excited. This is the first time I ever called, and I can really feel the energy. And
thank you.
I heard other people call, and I wasn't sure, you know what I mean? But this is a personal experience. So,
of course. Yeah. Of course.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Well, I'll tell you what else we'll do.
Okay.
Are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hold your hand out like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
You holding it out? I'm going to put my... We're about 300 miles apart from each other. I'm just going to take my hand. You should be able to feel that energy right on your fingertips. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. There's no disconnection with the aura. The aura goes actually to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
People think that the aura is only about a foot away from the body or 10 feet away from the body, and it's actually forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to show you that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're quite welcome. Take care of yourself. God bless, and have a wonderful New Year's.
Okay, God bless you too, Steve.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyhow, we were talking about the projectors. The second day I had the Andromedans in my room. There was one about 9 feet high, and he put out his hand, and I was actually taken to Andromedan. And I was standing in front of a council, and I was put in this liquid, it looked like a crystal, and I had liquid in it. And when I had come out of the liquid, my chakras were twice as big, and I've been able to do some really fantastic work after that, and they come visit me quite often. And it's a lot of fun. I've had Palladians come and visit me, and that's really very, very interesting people. Anyhow, they look like us. The Andromedans are just pure white light. They're translucent when they come to the planet. They're very tall, and they really put out a lot of love, tremendous love. I don't want to get too far out on that, but the projectors themselves are really fantastic, and the projector that you wear, actually, the four stones on the projector actually fire in sequence. They will go from right to left, and it's really, really interesting to see. And it's a lot of fun to use, but the standalone projector, which is the big one, I had, as I said, I had four in my room, and they're extremely powerful. I've actually had people get cleared so fast. It's just amazing how they work. And people are asking questions, and they are asking for guidance, and they really do open you up in terms of if you ask them for something, you can get it. It might not be right that second, but it could be the next day or the day after. It's very, very interesting to use. But let's go back to the nuclear receptor. When I first saw Fred in Toronto, I saw the nuclear receptor on his table, and I said, I got to have this necklace. It's unbelievable. The energy in it was quite powerful, and it was really, really interesting to use. And I was talking to you about the energy coming out of my back. And, it actually clears the brain. The toxins were coming out of my brain. The energy was clearing my RNA, DNA. And after that, I was able to see DNA, strands coming out of the body of my clients. And I was able to clear the DNA and actually see it clear. The strands which would come out of the body and would actually turn pure white light. So there's a lot that we can do if our minds are open to it. It's just a tremendous necklace. The nuclear receptor is very, very powerful. As a matter of fact, it keeps all the carbon monoxide. If you ever get stuck in traffic, and I know California is heavy on traffic and so is New York City, and when you're sitting there in traffic, if you take in some carbon monoxide, you can have a bad day at work because it'll take about 3-4 hours for that to clear. But with the nuclear receptor, it actually stops it before it gets to the brain. It actually stops it before it gets to the body. So that'll clear very, very quickly, and you won't have that issue. I've seen Dr. Fred at shows have people smell glue, and their arm, he will put them through a test, and the arm will just drop. And then he will put that nuclear receptor on somebody, and the arm just stays as stiff as it can. I've seen him almost stand upright and try to push down so hard that he was going to leave the ground. So it really does work. It's quite a necklace, and I've enjoyed it. I've had I had a blue sapphire for 8 years. I just wanted that blue sapphire. It was so good and so kind to me. Everything changes for a reason. When you're into energy and when you're into energy fields, you can really do a lot of multidimensional work with a necklace like that. And it comes very easy. It comes easy for me, and I think it would come easy for a lot of people if we would just let go and allow our minds to work the way that they were meant to work by just letting go. The amount of energy that we receive all the time from heaven, there are different grades of light, and the light can actually be quite brilliant, and it's really, really interesting to use. I know when I was at a show with Dr. Fred, we put in four projectors in the room, and we were bringing down, or I brought down these three pillars of light. There were 4 feet in dimension, and people were actually just in nirvana. I think there was about 30 or 40 people, and each of them had their hands in this light, and there was just pure nirvana in the room, and we had a ball. We were doing all different kinds of energy work, and there's ways of standing in the light just by standing in perfect access and bringing down this kind of energy. It's just absolutely wonderful. But there's so much to do with energy, and it's so much fun to use. I know that the nuclear receptor is the first device that I bought from Fred, and I bought a solid silver one with the blue sapphire, and that really worked for, as I said, for 8 years. And then I changed to a gold receptor, 18 karat gold receptor, and I put a diamond in it. And then from that, I went to an 18-karat gold necklace with a platinum pavet, which is filled with diamonds and a big carat diamond in the center. And the reason I did that is because the energy just became more and more powerful as I went up in the grades of different energy levels, and it's they're quite interesting, and they're a lot of fun to use. I know that I just ordered a platinum projector to wear, so it'll be about five times the power of the gold one that I'm wearing now. And but it's fun. It's really, really a lot of fun to do. And I can't tell you how much pleasure I get from these necklaces, but they really do work. The other thing I wanted to discuss tonight is the flamethrower. I bought a flamethrower from Fred about 3-4 months ago. And I've been using that on clients by taking the energy of the flamethrower and putting it through the left foot and actually watch the energy come through their body, go through their body and come out the right foot. And it takes away all blockages, and it just works tremendously well. And that, I don't know if that's palladium. I believe it's palladium, if I remember correctly. Fred has a big story about that, and I won't go into it now because that's his pleasure to tell. But I know that they really work. These things that I'm buying from Fred really, really do work. And I use them constantly on my clients to better them and to better myself. The more work we do with people, the more that we grow ourselves as individuals. And we need to get in touch with all the love and compassion that we possibly can. And to be true to ourselves and live with that truth. Our word is our bond. I mean, when you say something to somebody, live that. Live it no matter what, because it's very important that when we give our word, that we stick with that word. And to know that that kind of energy does exist. And the more we do that, the clearer we become. If you're not meditating, please start a meditation group or meditate by yourself. If you want to get rid of all the junk in your brain, that's the way to do it. It'll actually clear your body, and you'll be able to feel energy coming through your body, through the entire system. If you're sitting down and doing some meditation, what we can do is I could teach you a way of bringing that pure white light through your system and allowing you to feel that all the way through to Mother Earth. There are ways of doing that. It's not hard to do. You just need to open up to it and allow that to run through your body. On my show on Saturday nights, I've done that many a time, where we'll bring energy down, pure white light energy through the body and connect to Mother Earth, the center of the Earth, and bring that energy up to the floor of the Earth and mix that with the heavenly energy. And it's just unbelievable the amount of energy that we can actually bring together and love. And it's just absolutely pure light, and it's really, really great to do. What that does is connect you to Mother Earth and gives you a good grounding device. And what you can do is actually leave your body and just have yourself a good time out into the universe. Many people are afraid of the universe because of the darkness, but there is much dark as there is light in the universe, and there is as much knowledge in the dark as there is in the light. We have to go through that before we can actually become enlightened. You need to be able to get in touch with the darkness as in the light. It's very, very important to do. And as you get into the darkness, you will attain a matter of enlightenment. By going through the darkness, you reach the light. And there is tremendous, as I say, there's tremendous knowledge in darkness. So you have to get in touch with that and not be afraid of it, because that's who we are. We're energy. We're pure energy. And we have to go through all kinds of channels before we can reach enlightenment. And the best way to do that is to let go. Let it come through you. Don't be afraid. And allow that to pull through whichever way it needs to go. All you need to do is stay focused. And the energy will come through you. It will help you. It will guide you. If you want to get rid of brain chatter, which is, brain chatter means to me like if you're thinking about 50,000 things a second, what that will do through meditation, through keeping your mind clear, by making touch with Mother Earth and heaven at the same time, that will clear your brain. I mean, it will make you as sharp as an eagle. It will keep your mind very, very clear at all times. So there's a lot to be done, and there's a lot that you can do by yourselves. All you need to do is have faith in yourself. Believe in yourself. We have the power to believe in everything that God has made. God creates creation every day, and we can create that same kind of creation. Every day that we wake up, I mean, it's just a beautiful day. Christmas to me is 365 days a year, just not one day. It's very important that I live that way because I believe that. I believe that God has given us Christmas every day of the year. So that's where I'm from, and that's what I'm all about. The other things that we need to talk about also is compassion. Please be as kind to somebody as you are to yourself. If you're not kind to yourself, please try to be kind. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's so important to do. It's mentioned in the Torah, which is the five books of Moses, and it's also mentioned in the Newer Testament, and it's so important to get in touch with that kind of energy. The growth that you can have from that is absolutely phenomenal. So if you have children, if you have a husband, if you have a wife, love them as much as you love yourself. Give yourself the combination of love that you deserve and give them the love that they deserve. Be kind. Always be kind. That's the only way that we can grow. That's the only way that we can be. The more you give into love, the more you give into compassion, the more that you will receive, the more that you will open. I've done 16,000 massages in the past 16 years, and every one of them is massage and energy work. And I love every one of my clients, everyone that walks through my door. They receive the same love. They receive the same compassion. And the reason is because some people are so blocked, or they need love so much. And what we can do is just share and open them up and allow them to be who they need to be. And it's so important just to be. We need to allow ourselves to feel that kind of love in us. We have that. We all have the ability to love. It's so important. Babies need love. They need to be cuddled. They need to be held. And adults need to be held, and they need to be loved, and they need to be shown that they are loved. It's so important. Children, everybody, you can get so much more with love than you can with anything else. I've done a tremendous amount of work, and the most important thing I can tell you is that you need to love everybody, just not yourself, just not everybody around you, but I mean everybody. We are not disconnected from one another. The one thing I can tell you is that I was working with a client one day, and as I was working with a client, I saw this white little light that was coming out of my wrist, and I was invited into a cell. And it took me about 3 minutes to get to the entire center of the cell. I had to go through a wormhole, and it took me about 3 minutes to get there, and inside the cell, this is a single cell, was the entire universe in one single cell. The biggest thing I have ever seen in my life, it was so beautiful, I started to cry when I saw it. I was given a chance by God to go inside myself. And in this one little cell that we have billions and trillions of cells in our body, which is replaced once a month, once a day, once an hour, this cell had the entire universe inside, which meant to me is that we are the universe. We are clear. We need to keep our minds clear. We need to open up to that kind of love and that kind of energy. The more we open up to that kind of love and the more we open up to that kind of compassion, the more that we can do for our neighbors, ourselves, our wives, our children, anybody you want. The most powerful voice we have is the voice of silence. It's that little voice inside your head that's God, and he will talk to you if you allow him to talk to you, the voice of silence, which is so powerful, can help you no matter what. It's really important to be able to get in touch with the voice of silence, because that is the ultimate goal in my life, is to be able to listen to that and live it. It's so important to live that. Again, let me give out these phone numbers for anybody who needs some healing. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-876-9146. And I know that we've been talking a lot about love and compassion. I don't think there's enough that we can actually talk about in terms of love and compassion. It's so important to get in touch with. If you want to do good energy work, if you want to be a healer, if you want to be able to be in love, use love and compassion. It's so important. People will feel it. You can be a mile away from somebody, and if you're on that frequency, they'll be able to feel that a mile away. If you're around the corner or if you walk into somebody's energy, what I've been doing over the past year is that I'm opening up people around the world with this kind of energy where we bring down the energy from heaven and make a connection to Mother Earth and bring that energy up to the face of the earth and connect that to heaven. And what we're doing is actually opening up our aura. Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm real good. What you're talking about is such a beautiful gift. Thank you. And I'd love to get some healing.
Sure, honey. What seems to be the problem there?
A lot of inertia. I'm not moving and doing, and I'm kind of feel very stuck in my life and career,
okay.
Finances, and physically not moving enough.
Okay. Okay. I see what the issue here is. Can I help you? Would that be okay?
Pardon me?
Can I help you with this?
Oh, yes, please.
Good. What we're going to do is I'm putting energy into your heart right now. Your heart's opening up. You should be able to feel that. It's spreading right through your body right now. You should be able to feel your chakras opening right now. Should be able to feel that energy.
I feel it in my heart.
Good, honey. Allow yourself to be calm. Just be calm, honey. Listen to what I'm saying to you. It will help you tremendously. Try to be calm. That's it. Just let go, honey. Let go. You need to be grounded. You're going to be grounded in about 5 seconds. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy going through your body. Good. Good. How does your mind feel right now? It should be very, very clear, honey.
Yes.
Good, honey. Mm-hmm. Just focus. Just stay focused with me. We're going to clear the rest of your body. You should feel yourself becoming more grounded and more expanded at the same time. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey, right outside New York City.
Right outside New York City.
Mm.
Okay. You should be in a state of love right now. Do you feel more love than you felt in a long time?
I feel good.
You feel what, honey?
Good.
Good.
Feel good.
Good. Allow yourself just to be, honey. Just let everything else go around you. That's it. You've got a gorgeous heart. Tremendous energy, honey. Just allow that to free yourself. Just free yourself from all your bondage. Allow that to go. There's two chains that just dropped from your legs. Right from around your ankles, honey. Just let that go. That's it. You should feel the energy coming through your body and opening up through your head. Can you feel that now?
I can't feel that, but I feel like feel movement around me.
Good.
You know, I feel like
good.
Almost my body wants to get up and sing and dance and move, or like it is in spirit. Right
I
now.
Think you should get up and sing and dance and move. I think that's a wonderful
yeah.
feeling.
Yeah, I kind
that's
of
wonderful.
Feel
your energy is much clearer, honey. Take a walk around. I think you're going to feel your energy much, much more open. How does that feel to you?
I feel more clear.
Good, honey. How does that feel through your body? Do you feel like you can get up and dance?
I feel I can get up and move better, yeah. I've been
good,
doing
honey.
This job where I'm, like, standing, and my feet have been hurting a lot.
Well, your feet are being
okay,
cleared now, so that's good. I think what you need to do, do you live in a safe area?
Yes.
Why don't you get a coat on and just go out for a nice little walk this evening?
Okay.
I think you'll find you're a lot clearer and a lot smoother, honey.
Okay, I'll put the boots and all the gear on and go out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, your energy feels much clearer, honey.
Yeah, it feels a lot better.
Yeah.
And I just have to share with you, it's funny, you're calling me honey and my last name means honey.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. That's great. You're doing well. What is your name, dear?
My name's Helena.
Helena?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very pretty name.
Thank you.
Very, very lovely name. It's nighttime there because it's nighttime here. I'm in Rochester, New York.
So oh, you are? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you're in wonderful California, but you're close by, relatively.
I'm 350 miles from you.
Oh,
it's the same distance from New Jersey as it is to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. Actually, same distance from New York City as it is to Philadelphia. 337
miles. Really? Now, Philadelphia's, I think, a little closer than that. But anyway.
Your energy feels so much better.
Yeah, I feel better. I truly do.
I'm so glad. It sounds like you're breathing better and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good. Go out for a nice walk.
I will do that.
You're going to see your feet.
Listen to the rest of your show, and then I'll get outside.
That's absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. This is a real gift, both listening and now the healing.
Love and light to you, dear.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Anyhow, it's really nice hearing from lovely people that need some healing and some love, and it's very important. If we can let ourselves go, if we can let the energies go within us and just take in God energy, and allow that to work. There's nothing that we can't do. There's nothing that we can't heal. It's just a tremendous way of being. And that's what I do on my show also, is that I heal a lot of people around the world, and it's really a lot of fun. And I guess that's my calling. It doesn't make me a better person than anybody else. I don't feel better than anybody else. I just feel like Steve Barish. I just feel like a human being just helping other human beings. So, if we want, if we can open up to that kind of energy and really use that as much as we possibly can to heal people around us. And it's really a lot of fun to do. So if anybody else needs some healing, please don't hesitate to call in. It's really a lot of fun talking to you guys, and I'm willing to help anybody that needs some help. But please remember, the saddest thing that we can do is not love ourselves. The most important thing we can do is to love ourselves. So if we can do that, then we can open up to entirely different kinds of energies. We can open up to things that actually clear us. We can actually open up. And it's not hard to do. It's not hard to do. All we have to do is it takes so much work to be negative, where it takes so much little work to be positive. In other words, we don't have to worry about hurting ourselves or being or not part of each other, because we are a part of each other. And the more we clear, the more visibly we'll find out that we are all connected together. When somebody... Hello?
Hi, Steve. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is Drew in Connecticut.
Hi, Drew.
Heard from Marty
Drew, could you shut off your radio? I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, much better, Drew.
Oh, good. Now, I wanted to ask you, I know when I listened to the December 20th show, Fred was there, and he was promoting, an incentive to call about the projectors.
Yes.
And my question is this, as I tried to do the self-test, and Emerald resonated with me, but I'm not really clear on how to derive the type of metal and the type of stone that would be best for me physically, but most importantly, I mean, right now, financially, I think that's really key. I'm trying to be very cost-effective and frugal.
Yes.
Do you sense any... Can you do that over the phone?
Yes, I can. Sure,
I can. Is this a good time, or should I...
Oh, sure, absolutely. I would buy a solid silver projector. I mean, a solid silver nuclear receptor.
Okay.
And I'll give you my reason. Number one, it's a very high energy, and it's very clear. I wore one for 8 years, and it's really, really great. Now, what is the stone that you looked at that you wanted to use?
Well, when I was doing the test, I had subscribed to his site as well. I know that they had a type of energy where you take your finger and take the pressure test.
Yes.
And for some reason, Emerald was resonating with me. And then I heard you talk a week or so ago, and it seemed like maybe cubic zirconia.
Yes.
Might be better. But I wasn't sure. I just wondered what you said.
Well, let me do this for you. You don't have the necklace now, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the emerald next to your heart. Okay? And you'll get a feel of what that feels like for you. So what I'm doing is actually taking an emerald, the emerald energy, and I'm putting it right next to your heart right now. Can you feel that energy? How does that feel to you?
I'm actually touching my heart as well. Is that helping, or should I not touch it?
No, you don't have to do that. I'm doing it for you.
Okay.
How does that energy feel?
I mean, it certainly feels energetic.
Okay.
I mean, as opposed to heavy or somber.
Right.
I mean, it definitely feels... I don't feel an increased energy.
Right, neither do I. So what we're going to do is take a cubic zirconia and put that energy next to your heart. Now, you should feel a rise in energy right now. Can you feel that?
I do sense a different...
Yes.
And I don't know if that's the right one, but it's definitely on a higher level than the...
It's a much higher frequency for you. The only other one higher than that would be a real diamond. And I wouldn't highly suggest that right now.
Okay.
But the cubic zirconia feels very good.
And what are the qualities of the cubic zirconia? I know that some of them are equated to certain aspects of the physical persona. I know as far as emerald, at one point it was like a stress reliever.
Can you wait a minute so I can get something? I have some sheets here with all the stones on them. Can you give me 1 minute?